The General Secretary of the Ghana Journalists Association, Bright Blue, says the media must not compromise in their role in the fight against corruption. This is because corruption, no matter how small, affects the development process economically, politically and socially. Mr. Blue made the statement when the Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition presented a check for 3,000 Ghana cedis to the GGA towards its 16th award ceremony in Accra. Here's a report by Rosalind Ganyaglu.
The GGA General Secretary noted that the most important step is to recognize that there is corruption in the system again, which the anti-corruption agencies and their partners, especially the media, must fight. Mr. Blue said all journalists must be concerned about corruption and deal with it. They should also be motivated by the theme, Impetus to Democracy and Development, the role of the investigative journalist, to contribute to this cause. The vice president of the GGA, Afil Money, said corruption is a bane to societal development and must be reduced to its barest minimum. He called the media to intensify their effort in fighting the canker. Mr. Money also asked the media to deal with the issues of real or perceived corruption in the media so that they will have moral justification to take on the perpetrators of the act. The Executive Secretary of the Ghana Anti-Corruption Coalition, Florence Dennis, who presented the check, said the coalition stands for transparency and this informs its decision to sponsor the best anti-corruption report category. This will encourage more people to get into that area of reporting. Mrs. Dennis urged the media to follow up on stories that expose corruption to deepen the fight against it.
Rosalind Ganyaglu's report.